mich das sehr mehr wie geht mit den Sayon. Sag ich immer von den Nächten, von den Nächten. Rashi says it be Gemara before Ashtaima. So Gemara actually has two reasons, two theories. What's the reason for this takana before the nechta, before the nechtam? Shliach has to say he saw the Ksivas again, and he saw the Chasimas again. Bechalik is Rabba and Rava. We'll start with Rava. The Gemara have Rabba and then Rava. We'll start with Rava first. Rava says the reason for the takana is that we're afraid the Baal will come and it'll be ma'arer that the get is mezuyuf. The get is a forgery. He never wrote the get. Even though the Iker Adin were not choshish v'ziyuf, the Haraya Hamevi get Be'eretz Yisrael were not choshish that the get is mezuyuf, we assume the get is fine. And if the Baal will come and be ma'arer, then we'll be mekayim the get. We're not worried now that maybe the get is really mezuyuf. But if a person brings a get in chutz l'aretz where it's ein eidim mitzuyin l'kaimer, so you never know, the baal could come and it could be ma'ar. We're not going to be able then to be mekayim the get, and then it should be heisim mizeh umizeh. It won't be good. So therefore, we already put in place now by the nesinus haget, the shliach should say before the nechta, before the nechtam, in order to preempt any error of the baal. But in Eretz Yisrael, where we know we'll be able to be mekayim the get, so therefore we don't have to have this takana. We assume the get is kosher. There's a discussion in Mishnah, and Mishnah will have the Tosfos of the Banam of the Omer at great length. Why aren't we chayshid all the time? In Eretz Yisrael too, never mind the Baal coming. Why aren't we yourself afraid? Maybe the get is mezuyif. Ordinarily, by shtaros, there's halacha, it's in the Rabban pastors, but there's halacha of kiyum shtaros, the malva puts out a star on a loiva, or on the yoshim of the loiva, or the lakuchas of a loiva, even people who don't know what's the story with the star. The loiva himself could tie in a mezuyif. But the Yorshim can't tie him as the Kukas can't tie him as if. Nonetheless, it's halach of kiyum stars. That the Malva can't be going without being mekayim the star first, being mekayim the chasimus. So over here, a shliach comes with a get. Even in Eretz Yisrael, why aren't we afraid that the get is mezuyif? That's going to be a discussion in the Rishonim. But for whatever the reason, the Maisa, we ourselves are not chayshid the get is mezuyif. Rather, we're chayshid is that the Baal will come and it'll be ma'ar. So therefore they made the takana before the nechta, before the nechta. Now the takana has two aspects. The takana includes, number one, that we require that the shliach say before the nechta, before the nechta, in order to preempt the ira baal. But the takana also includes that when the shliach says that he's nema, without the takana, the shliach would not be nema. At least not more nema than the baal. The takana includes that we remind the shliach, the Mesa's made a gdayek, why remind the shliach? The takon includes that the shliach is neman to say before the nechta, before the nechta. The Gemara says, even in Eretz Yisrael, where you don't have the takon, that you have to say before the nechta, before the nechta. But the other aspect of the takon, that before the nechta, before the nechta, helps that you have even in Eretz Yisrael. If the Gemara says, you have the sahanis, even in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say before the nechta, before the nechta. But if the shliach chose to, then it'll work, and if the baal later is ma'ara, the ear won't be effective. So that's the sheet of Rava. The other mahalach in the Gemara, the other theory in the Gemara is Rabba. Rabba says that the reason why you have to say before the nechta, before the nechtam, is because in chutz l'aretz they're not the key in the Shema. The get is coming from chutz l'aretz, and chutz l'aretz they're not so learned. They don't necessarily know the halacha of the Shema, so we're afraid maybe the get wasn't written to the Shema. The shliach therefore has to say before the nechta, before the nechtam. Rashi learns that therefore we'll ask him whether it was the Shema. Rashi says we assume that he means that it's the Shema. A kaponim before the nechta, before the nechtam is in order to create a kind of edus that the get was written l'shma. In Eretz Yisrael, we don't need it. In Eretz Yisrael, they're bekiyim l'shma. We assume the get is written l'shma. In chutz l'aretz, we're afraid maybe the get's not written l'shma, and therefore you have to have before the nechta, before the nechta. So the chlekes Rashi entices later, on Amud Beis, it's going to be negeh now as well, so you might as well know. So the chlekes Rashi entices how to understand what Rabbi is saying. Rashi learns kipshutoi that it means we ourselves are chayshish. A get comes from chutz l'aretz. So Beis Din is not sure whether or not it's written l'shma, and therefore Beis Din requires it to be edus of b'fana nechta b'fana nechta. Doesn't require here already. Doesn't require ira rabal. It's our own chash. Rova is not our own chash. The chash of ziyuf, Rova's chash of ziyuf is not our own chash, because if it will be our own chash, we'd have to be chayshish in Eretz Yisrael too. Ziyuf is the same in Eretz Yisrael and chutz l'aretz. They're just as much mezayif in Eretz Yisrael as they are in chutz l'aretz, if not more. So Ziyuf would be a chash everywhere. So what's the difference Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz? It must be because in Eretz Yisrael it's Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kaimai, and Chutz La'aretz not Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kaimai. So it's only a chash Irur. It's not our own chash. But in Rabbo, it talks about Lishmo, so we understand the difference between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael they're Bekiyim Lishmo, and Chutz La'aretz they're not Bekiyim Lishmo. And therefore Rashi learns that the chash is our own chash. We're afraid maybe when a get comes from Chutz La'aretz, we're afraid, we don't trust the Hashgacha. Maybe it gets really not written Lishma. You have to have the Shliach say before the Nechtav, before the Nechtam. The Lashon of Rashi is that Dilma Ashkech Sheshmei Kishmei Ushma Kishmei. We're afraid maybe the Baal met up with some other fellow who had a get written, and the Baal took the, and they had the same names in the same place. And the Baal just borrowed his get and sent it, and didn't realize that there's a halacha of Lishma. Taisus disagrees. Taisus learns that even according to Rabbah, the chash is, it's not our own chash. We're not really chashish that the get was written shalom l'shma. Stam safri the dine migma gemiri. Most people who write up gittin know the halachas. The get was written l'shma. It's only a chash, and maybe the baal will come and be ma'ar. So even rabba is only a chash of iru. But even that's only a chash in chutz l'aretz and not a chash in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, not chashish the baal will be ma'ar. It's not tenable in Eretz Yisrael to say the get was written shalom l'shma. The maskon of the Gemara later on, with Abdalid, is that Rabba is led to Rava, that the two are not exclusive. Rabba is building on top of Rava. Rabba also agrees that you need b'fana nechta because of the chash of Ziyuv, and he's adding an additional chash that you also have a chash of Shalai Lishma. But the Gemara at the beginning, the first couple of blat, assumes that it's either or. Either it's only a chash of Lishma, or it's only a chash of Ziyuv. So that's the Tanakam. Rabba Gamliel Oymer Afamevi Menarekim Umenachegah. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Afilu Mikraludim Lelud. The Gemara explains, Rashi just sends you to the Gemara, but the Gemara explains we have it that it's three shittos. The Tanakhama holds that you have to say Befarin Nechtam, Befarin Nechtam from Medina Sayam, but not from Rekim and Cheger. And Rabbi Lezer is Moisif Yudim Kraludim Lelud. The Gemara explains that Rekim and Cheger are smuchos, they're very close, they're proximate to Eretz Yisrael. The Tanakhama holds, you bring from such a close place, you don't have to say b'fana nechta, b'fana nechta. Either, according to Rabba, because we assume the people who live so close to Eretz Yisrael are as learned as the people in Eretz Yisrael, so they'll know the learning of Eretz Yisrael rubs off on them, so you already know this halacha of l'shma. Or according to Rabba, since they live so close to Eretz Yisrael, so shchichi, so the male people, it's Eidim Mitzuyim and L'kayimai, people go back and forth, and therefore you'll be able to be Mekayim L'get. So that's the Hisofa of Rabbi Gamliel, that we could be Mekil in Smuchos, in cities that are adjacent to Eretz Yisrael. And if Elezer is Moisiv even more, Afilu Mikralud and Melud says more, that's Muvlois. Those are cities that are Chutz La'aretz, but there are areas of Chutz La'aretz that that go into, are surrounded by Eretz Yisrael. The border of Eretz Yisrael makes a turn around these places. So these places are surrounded by Eretz Yisrael, at least on three sides. The little peninsulas of Chutz La'aretz that are projecting themselves into Eretz Yisrael, so that's even more kal than Smuchos. There for sure, the Gemara says in Davdala, there for sure people are learned. They know about Lishma, and it's for sure Mishkashichi. It's mamish part within, so to speak, the borders of Eretz Yisrael, just an island of Chutz La'aretz sticking into Eretz Yisrael. And nonetheless, Rabbi Lezer holds that you have to say before the nechta, before the nechtam. Says the Gemara, Tachlik Medina Sayam. But they wanted it to be uniform. We're not going to make distinctions. Chutz La'aretz, all Chutz La'aretz needs b'fana nechtav, and all Eretz Yisrael doesn't. So those are the three shittas. The Nakam is the most mekel. He's mekel even by smuchos and mevlois. You don't have to say b'fana nechtav, b'fana nechtav. Amliel is a little bit more machmir. He says smuchos. He's a little bit more machmir. He says that from smuchos. Excuse me, the other way around. The Nakam holds that from smuchos, and he's the most mekel. Rabbi Kama is the most mekel. He holds from smuchos and mevlois. You don't have to say b'fana nechta, b'fana nechta, because they're within the orbit of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Gamliel is more machmir, and he's a little bit more machmir, and he says that smuchos do have to say b'fana nechta, b'fana nechta. I think I said it wrong the first time. Rabbi Kama is the most mekel. He says the learning of Eretz Yisrael rubs off on the smuchos. And the shchichi of Eretz Yisrael spills over into the smuchos. Eidim Mitzuyim Mekayimai. So therefore, even from smuchos and mevlois, you don't have to say even from smuchas and mevlois, you don't have to say before a nechta, before a nechta. Only from real chutzlarts, from far away chutzlarts. Taisus learns it into the lashon of Medina Sayam. Medina Sayam, says Taisus, means a far away place, not smuchas and not mevlois. So that's the Tanakam. It's only from Medina Sayam, from far away. But from smuchas and mevlois, you don't have to. But Mamliel is a little bit more machmir, and he says, no, smuchas and mevlois, they're not so learned. It's not really shchichi. He doesn't accept that assumption. He says, it doesn't spill over. And therefore, you have to say b'fana nechta from smuchas. But mevlois, he concedes, are shchichi u'gmiri. And therefore, from mevlois, you don't have to say b'fana nechta. And Rebbe Elazar, shleitachlik Medina Sayam, that Medina Sayam always, all chutzlarts, shleitachlik b'chutzlarts, all chutzlarts has to have b'fana nechta, b'fana nechta. The Chachamim Oymrim, Ein Oitzorach Shoymer b'fana nechta, b'fana nechta, Ela Hamevi b'Medina Sayam v'Hamoylich. Chachamim say, you do not have to say b'fana nechta, b'fana nechta, from Rekim and Cheger, and from Farlud and Lulud, only from Medinas Hayam, far away, or Hamoylech, a person who's taking get from Eretz Yisrael to Medinas Hayam. So the Gemara explains how is a Chacham, are the Chacham you're arguing with? They sound the same as the Tanakhama. As far as Smuchas and Mavois, they're going back to the position of the Tanakhama. So what's the difference between the Chacham and the Tanakhama? So the Gemara explains it depends on Rabbah and Rabbah. If you learn the Tanakama, it's because of Shalalish, that the reason for Befana Nechtam is because in Chutzlar it's not Bekiyim Lishma. So really, it's a one way thing. If you go from Chutzlar to Eretz Yisrael, you're bringing a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlar, why should you say Befana Nechtam, Befana Nechtam? In Eretz Yisrael, you know about Lishma. So therefore, the Tanakama holds is only a Moilach. A person is bringing a get from Chutzlar to Eretz Yisrael. But a person who's going the other way, from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlar, does not have to say Befana Nechtam, Befana Nechtam. And the Chachomim are arguing, and they're saying, no, even a Moilech from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Lartz has to say b'fana nechta, b'fana nechta, because we're geyser Moilech otu mevi. Since when you're going from Chutz Lartz to Eretz Yisrael, you have to say it, so they were geyser that it should be vice versa as well. That's according to Rabbah. But what about according to Rava? Rava says b'fana nechta, b'fana nechta, because ain't any mitzvim l'kaimer. So that goes both ways, Chutz Lartz to Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Lartz, it's all the same. So Rava learns that the Chachomim are explaining the Tanakhama. That don't think that Tanakhama meant it's only Hamevi. It means Hamevi Bahamoylech. Sainulach. Says the Mishnah further, Bahamevi Medina, Medina, Medina Sayam, Tzarach Shem, Befana Nechta, Befana Nechta. A person goes from place to place in Medina Sayam. He also has to say Befana Nechta, Befana Nechta. Again, according to Rabbah, because they're not Bekiyim Lishma. And according to Rava, since you're going from one Medina to another, so it's Ein Eidim, Mitzuyin, Mekaimer. Shimon Gamliel, Imer, Filo, Megmein, Leg, Meinim. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, even within one city, if part of the city is within the hegemony, if within the shlita of one ruler, and the other part of the city is like East Berlin and West Berlin, they have different, they're under different governments, and therefore it's not shchichim, people don't go so easily back and forth, so therefore you have to say b'fana nechtav and b'fana nechtam. The Gemara is mavur that it's talking even in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban is a sofik whether Shimon Gamliel is arguing on the Tanakhama or whether he's explaining, whether he's just adding to the Tanakhama. Maybe the Tanakhama disagrees. Maybe the Tanakhama holds that in one city, even if there's different jurisdictions, people somehow smuggle back and forth, and it'll be called Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaima. So Shimon Gamliel says, no, even in one city, you could have such a mitzias that people aren't able to go back and forth. So Rabban is not sure if Rav Shimon Gamliel is chayil kon Tanakhama or being mefarsh the Tanakhama. He's certainly adding a din that the Tanakhama didn't say. But does the Tanakhama agree to that, or is the Tanakhama chayil kon? Rav Yehuda Omer. Let's go through the Mishnah, just to have the preview. Rav Yehuda Omer merekim lemizruch verekim kemizruch meashkelin ledorim veashkelin kedorim meakel kitzofen veakel kitzofen. Pastors is that Yehuda is just laying out the borders of Eretz Yisrael. We just said Eretz Yisrael and Medina Sayam. Where is Eretz Yisrael stop? Where does Medina Sayam begin? So he tells me the west side. Rashi says you don't have to say. We know the ocean. That's the gvul. But north, south, east. So that he gives the gvul of Rekim, Akoi, and Ashkelon. Nonetheless, the Chayra Agavurcha Shemanu. The Rabbi Yehuda holds that Rekim is Kemizruch. That if you bring a get from Rekem to Eretz Yisrael, Rav Yehuda says Rekem Kimizrach. So if you bring a get from Rekem to Eretz Yisrael, according to Rav Yehuda, do you have to say Fanenechta? When it starts to be interactive, do you have to say Fanenechta, according to Rav Yehuda, if you bring from Rekem? He says yes. So the Chor, is that like, who is that like in the Mishnah before? Rav Gamliel, Chor, that's like Rav Gamliel, Afa Mevi, Min Rekem, Min Recheget, even though it's Smuchas. And the Kama would say, it may be Chutz Lords, but it's Smuchas to Eretz Yisrael, it's Mamash on the border. You don't have to say Fanenechta, Fanenechta. Rabbi Yehuda says that Rabbi Yehuda implies Rekem Kimizruch, that if you bring a get from Rekem, he tells me the border is Rekem. Everybody agrees the border is Rekem. And he says that Rekem is Kimizruch, Rekem is on the east side of the border. Everybody might agree to that too. But the Tanakhama would say, nonetheless, if you bring a get from Rekem, you have to say Mfadanechta, Mfadanechta. And Rabbi Tanakhama would say, nonetheless, if you bring a get from Rekem, it's Smuchas, you don't have to say Mfadanechta, Mfadanechta. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, Rekem Kimizruch, a get from Rekem, you have to say Mfadanechta. So the Chayyur, Rabbi Yehuda, is taking sides on the issue that we had at the beginning of the Mishnah. The Rambam, the Perush of Mishnah, is also mashma, by the way. The Rambam says, halacha Rabbi Yehuda. If Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing with anybody else, or not taking sides on anything else, just laying out the borders, so of course the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Nobody's chaylik in Rabbi Yehuda. They are chaylik in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is telling me that he's taking the position that smuchas you have to say before I nechta, before I nechta. At least smuchas.
Could have been halacha Rabbi Yehuda supposed to remain.
Emes, you're right. He may be Mizra just as opposed to a man. You're right. It's not a Rai Gemur. What about Muvlois? What about Muvlois, according to Rabbi Yehuda? L'chora, when Rabbi Yehuda says may rekim lemizroch, he means that if you maybe get may rekim and eastward, you have to say before the nechta, before the nechta. May rekim kemizroch, that is bechlal adin before the nechta, before the nechta. L'chora, that's the posh of Chad Nabi. You're right, you could be doichik. And maybe when Rabbi Yehuda says may rekim lemizroch, may rekim kemizroch, he means rekim is chuslards, but you still don't have to say before the nechta, before the nechta. The pastor is not the way. The pastor is saying, may rekim. If you may be a get, may rekim kemizruch, may rekim kemizruch, then you have to say, it's a continuation of the beginning, then you have to say, before the nechta, before the nechta. So where Rabbi Huda would seem to be like, by smuchas, he seems to hold the Rabbi Gamliel, that you have to say, before the nechta, from smuchas. What about Mavlois? Mavlois passage doesn't say. However, I'll tell you a idea. The Rambam in Tumas Meis, Perek Yud Aleph of Tumas Meis, Halacha Yud Beis, by the Halacha of Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, Chutz Loretz, they were Gozer Tumah and Eretz Ha'amim, Chutz Loretz. So the Rambam says that Ashkelon is Tomei, it has a din of Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, even though it's Muvla in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam, you see in the Rambam, it's a chiddush, but the Rambam's effect, the Rambam says that Ashkelon is Muvlas. So if Rabbi Yehuda says that Ashkelon is Kitzof, is Ashkelon is Kedoroim, then that means he holds that you have to say before the Nechta, before the Nechta, not only from Smuchlois, but from Muvlois also. So he's not only like Rabbi Gamliel, but he's like Rabbi Lezer. But the Rambam says, I mean, you do. Without the Rambam, I would know this is true. The Rambam says a fact, I mean, the Rambam holds this fact. The Rambam tells me that Ashkelon is a Muvlas. So if that's the case, then Rabbi Yehuda is telling me two things. He's telling me, Merechem lemizroch, Merechem kemizroch, that from smuchas you have to say before the nechta, before the nechta. And then Ashkelon kedorim, that from uvlois you have to say before the nechta, before the nechta. So he's like, not only like Rabbi Gamliel, but he's like Rabbi Eliezer. It's very meduyik. The Rambam, when he brings down the halacha, and maybe again, Medina Sayam, does not mention anything about smuchas and uvlois. The Rambam says, I may be getting me chutzlarts. He doesn't even use the words Medina Sayam. Medina Sayam could mean far away. The Rambam says, chutzlarts. And maybe get me chutzlarts, so it has to say before the nechta, before the nechta. He doesn't make an exception. He doesn't make an exception for smuchos, and he doesn't make an exception for mavlois. Chora, that's like a belezer. Sounds like I'm passing like a belezer. Why would he pass like a belezer? A belezer is a shmusi. We never pass like a belezer. Teretz is the Rambam l'shitosu. The Rambam says, and the Rambam tells me that Ashkelon is a mavlas. So Rabbi Yehuda is siding with Rabbi Elezer, and the Rambam says in Perush Mishnah is halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. So the Meila, the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda / Rabbi Elezer. There's no din of smuchos. There's no din of mavlois. And maybe get me chutzlords. You have to say before the nechta, before the nechta. Yeah, we're going to come to Rashi. No, I just mean, the Ram doesn't say anything about Smuchus and Mugloitz. And don't think, well, it's included in the words Medina Sayyam. It's not true, it doesn't even use the words Medina Sayyam. So we can't even say that perhaps that's what he means. Rameir Eimer Akkai Keretz Yisrael L'Gittin. Rameir says Akkai does have a locha of Eretz Yisrael L'Inyu Gittin. Not like a Yehudu. The words Medayek L'Gittin, but not for other things, not for Avodah. We'll see in the Gemara. Finally, I maybe get Be'eretz Yisrael. Ein Yitzorach She'emer Fana Nechta Fana Nechta. Within Eretz Yisrael, you never have to say Fana Nechta Fana Nechta. The Gemara explains, even if you have different Medinas in Eretz Yisrael, could be one part of Eretz Yisrael is under one rulership, another part of Eretz Yisrael is under another. Within Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says that since there are Batidinim Kfuyim, so Mela people are always traveling around to go from one basin to another basin, there's a communication within all of Eretz Yisrael. And it never has the din, even according to Rava, it never has the din of Lefana Nechta. There are Kiyim L'Shma, that's for sure. But even according to Rava, that has to do with Shechichi L'Kaima, within Eretz Yisrael, it's always called Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaima. And finally, so in Eretz Yisrael, therefore, you don't have to say Lefana Nechta, Lefana Nechta. If the Baal will come and be Ma'ar, it will be Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaima. So that's the end of the Mishnah. V'im Yeshul L'Vayir, what happens if the Baal Taka comes? So no problem, it's Kaim L'Chaisma. We're in Eretz Yisrael, Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaima. It will just be Mekayim the, get. Shaking in chutzlars, we may not be able to be mekayim to get. So therefore, you have to say mefanei nechtav, mefanei nechtav. So, without it, why in this sefer? This is a kashya. Maybe we could wait for later. I'll mention it now anyway. In this last line of the Mishnah, im yesh olav oirim is kayim b'chaisma. So what happened? A guy brought a get in Eretz Yisrael, doesn't have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. Now the Baal comes, and he's meyer. He's, what's the verb? He's ma'arer on the get. He's ma'arer on the get. So the Mishnah says, what do you do? You have to get Eidim who know the chasimus, you mekayim the get. Why do you have to get Eidim to mekayim the get? Why not just call the shliach back and have him say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta? After all, so maybe you'll tell me, maybe it only works in chutzlars. Maybe get Eretz Yisrael doesn't work if he says b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. But we know that's not true. The Gemara says b'feirush, yeah, avdus tahanis. That even in Eretz Yisrael, well, you don't have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. But if you said b'fanei nechta, it helps. So here, if I give him yeshu l'vayirim, what do you have to do in kaim to get the shliach back? I'm going to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. So what do you say?
It only works when he's releasing the get.
Right. So first, before you even get to that, you could say Balabakish. Then maybe Nechanami. Maybe you could. The Mishnah is talking about who says the Shliach knows. Who says that it was written b'fanav? In Chutz Laaretz, the Shliach has to make sure the get is written b'fanav and is nechta b'fanav. In Eretz Yisrael, where he doesn't have to say b'fanav nechta b'fanav nechta, so very likely the Shliach itaka wasn't. It wasn't b'fanav nechta b'fanav nechta. So what's going to help to call back the shliach? It's just not true. And if it happened to be, then maybe in a chanami. The Mishnah is not addressing the case where it happened to be b'fanav nechtav. Or maybe you could say, what Nachum is saying, that maybe the b'fanav nechtav only helps before you give over the get. If you already gave over the get, maybe it's too late to say b'fanav nechtav, b'fanav nechtav. So it's not true. The Gemara says, nafeyam at base, what happens if you put a get from chutz laaretz? And you forgot to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. So the Gemara says, "Kesed yase, yitlena imeno, v'yachse v'yitlena lo." You take the get back and give it to her again. So you see, there's an etza. You can take the get back and give it again with b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. So why not do that here? Guy brings a get from in Eretz Yisrael. Didn't say b'fanei nechta. Didn't have to say b'fanei nechta. The baal be ma'arer, so the shliach will come. He'll take back the get. He'll give it over again with b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. Like the Gemara says, "Dafei." Yeah. Right, but who says you have Eidim? The Mishnah is masculine. If you don't have Eidim, you're stuck. You only need one shliach, you need two Eidim. The Mishnah implies you have to have Eidim. You have to miskayim mechayim. Why? And if there's no Eidim to miskayim the get, let's rely on the shliach. And we'll have the shliach take the get back and give it over again. Yeah? So maybe you could say. Maybe you could say that in Chutz Laaretz you could take the get back and give it again. Because in Chutz Laaretz, the Nesina without giving the get was a Nesina B'Psul. So it wasn't really a valid Nesina. We'll talk about it later on as well. maybe if you give the get without b'fan nechd b'fan nechdim, it's not cool that you fully discharge the nesinus haget. So there, you still have the possibility of taking the get back and giving it over again. But in Eretz Yisrael, we're not mechuyuf to say b'fan nechdim b'fan nechdim. So the nesinus haget was behechshe gomur. So now, are we going to take the get back and give it again? It's a joke. It's a spiel. What does it mean? It's meaningless. You already gave the nesinus haget is over, and it was over b'kashrus. Now the Baal comes in his ma'ar. You can't do things over. It's too late. You can't do the nesinus haget. So now you have to save it. But now you have to be mekayem the get. Now it's in echanami. B'fan nechdim has to be prior to nesinus haget. And there it's in chutz laretz where you mechuyuf to say b'fan nechdim. So if you didn't, then there was something wrong with the nesina. Then you can do it again. But in Eretz Yisrael, where the nesina was b'kashrus gomor, so then you can't redo the nesina. So it's the emes I found is the Tosis Rid. The Tosis Rid and Daktes, he asked this kasha. He says, why in the Mishnah do you have to mekayim the get the shliach back to say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta? So you have to see the lashon Tosis Rid inside. It's mashman Tosis Rid. He says the following. I'm not going to read inside. Sorry, take a look. You look it up yourself. The Tosis Rid. It's a mashman Tosis Rid that he's mitzaref two things. First of all, it's after nesinus haget. After nesinus haget, I'm sorry, Tosfos doesn't say this. It says something else. Tosfos Rid says two things. He says, A, it's after the nesinus haget, but that by itself is not enough. The Gemara says that you can give the get over again. He doesn't say this. He says, since it's also after Irur HaBaal, the Baal was already ma'arer, so you cannot repeat the nesinus haget after the Irur HaBaal. Sorry, it's a difference for them enough. Does somebody have a kibbutz for question? Oh, it's a daf even more, isn't it? It's on the daf even. Wow. Yeah, it's the Dimer Maskel's Ela Baal. So Dafka Bechoismov, Aval Shliach came and Shiyotze get Miyodai, since the Shliach already gave the get, Shuv Eni Neman, he can't say anymore B'fan Ein Echtav. Dafka Yomer Mekami Hochi, Shuv Eni Yodai, Dafka Yomer Mekami Hochi, only if he says B'fan Ein Echtav before the Nesinus Haget, Shuv Eni Yochel Abala Ara. But came and Shiyotze Shlichus Miyodai, but once he gives over the get, he finished the Shlichus. He finished the Shlichus. Because it's an emunus of a shliach. That's the knetch in the Tosfos Rid. The emunus of a b'fan nechdev is an emunus that gave to a shliach. After he gives over the get, he's no longer a shliach. So therefore, he can no longer say b'fan nechdev. I'll skip a little bit. The Gemara says in Daf Hey, Kesed Yasi Yitlenem Men of Yasi Yitlo. The Gemara says you could give, even though you finished the shlichus, you could take the get back and give it again. Says the Tosfos Rid. That's because there wasn't an error. But here there was already an error, so you can't take the get back. So he says goes with two stages. You have to be, in order to say b'fan nechdim b'fan nechdim, you have to be a shliach. Once you give over the get, you're no longer a shliach. So you don't have the nemonis anymore. I think Moses says in the and Beis that you tlenim erav yasiv yitnenelo, that you could just redo it. You could take the shlichus back and give over the get. Says the Tosfos Rid, because that's before error about. But here, where the Irur HaBaal already took place, so you cannot say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. But it sounds like he's still going with the original svar. He's not being chayzer from his first teretz. His first teretz was, you already gave over the get. But the Gemara of teretz, you can take it again and give it again. Take it back and give it again. Says the Tosfos Rid, not a brand new teretz. He says, no, there it's different. There you can take the get back and give it again, because it's la'achar, it's before Irur HaBaal. But after Irur HaBaal, you can't take back the get and give it again. It's mashman Tosfos Rid, you need both svaros. The fact that he already gave the get, but that by itself is not enough. You see, the Gemara says in that way you could give it a second time. So he has another connection. A, you already gave the get away. And number two, it's after Irur HaBaal. But after Irur HaBaal also by itself is not enough. If it would just be, if the Baal would be Ma'ara, the Mashal, what if the Baal is Ma'ara before you gave the get? You can have a case, the Shlichs, the shliach is drives up to give the get, and the baal zooms up in a faster car, and the baal says, "Stop, I'm ara on the get." So it's mashmin the Tosfos read that the shliach could still say before nech to before nechtem and give the get, since he hadn't given it away. If the baal be mevatel shlichus in the chranik, the baal be mevatel shlichus. But let's say the baal wasn't mevatel shlichus.
No,
the Tosfos seems to say that you need both things. You need it's the fact that it's after Irin. No, the Tosfos is not saying it's after Irin and finished. Then he didn't have to say this business about it that you already gave the get away. Let him just say it's after Irin. After Irin, you can no longer say mefana nechta, mefana nechta. That's not enough for him. It's after Irin, number one. And number two, you already gave the get away. If it wouldn't be after Irin, you could give the get a second time. And needs a beer the Tosfos. What's the tzirif of the two svaras? He seems to be with tzarif two things. Since you already gave the get away, and it's after Irur, therefore you can no longer give the get a second time. So needs a hezbo the Tosfos. So I think the pshat is at least the direction. What's talk of the reason that the shliach has to take? If the shliach, let's say the Gemara in Dafei, the shliach gave the get. He forgot to say before an echtav. So he can say it again. But he can still say before an echtav, but he has to first take the get back and give it over again. Why is that necessary? Why can't he just say before an echtav? So Tosfos in Daf Pei Dalet says, because the Gemara says in Daf Gimel that the nemonus of the shliach is because Medik Dayak. The shliach, since there's so much responsibility resting on him, so we assume that he's going to tell the truth. So Tosfos says the Medik Dayak is only before the Nesinus HaGet. If he's holding the get, he's delivering the get, then there's a Medik Dayak. Then he takes what he says seriously. Then he has the Nemonis. If he's not giving the get, he doesn't have the Nemonis. It lacks in the Medik Dayak. Tosfos Rid in Dafei says a different svar. Tosfos Rid in Dafei says that he has to give the get back because he has to be nearer Kishliach. Meaning, I think it means, it's an emonus of a shliach. The emes is that the shlichus is over. He already gave the get. He's no longer a shliach. But if he takes the get back and he gives it again, so then he's nirek a shliach. Meaning, he's not really a shliach. The shlichus is over. He already discharged the shlichus. He gave the get. So he's not be'emes a shliach. But when he takes the get back, the get makes him like a shliach. The get makes him like a shliach. Since there's a nesinus haget going on, the shliach himself did what he was mitzvah to do. He gave over the get. So he did the shliach. So he's no longer the shliach of the baal. Ordinarily, a shliach is a shliach because the baal makes him a shliach. The baal is mitzavim, his manim is a shliach. The tzivi baal was to give over the get. He did that. So he was already mekayim shlichus baal. When he takes the get back, he does not regain his status as a shliach baal. The Baal Shlichus was done. He's no longer acting on behalf of the Baal. But he's nearer Kishliach, since he's doing the Mesiris Haget, so he's nearer Kishliach. Here the Get makes him a Shliach. That's the Kedesh. Ordinarily he's a Shliach because the Baal made him a Shliach. The Baal was Mitzavim, that makes him a Shliach. Here the Baal Shlichus is over. What makes him a pseudo Shliach, a nearer Kishliach, enough that he could still say before an Echta, is the Get itself. The Get itself makes him into a Shliach. A sort of shliach, a nirik shliach. So that's the case. So maybe the pshat in the student of Tess is what he means is the following: when can the get make him a shliach? When the get is becheskes kashrus. When the baal was not yet ma'arer on the get. So then you have a kosher get. At least what we assume that we assume to be a kosher get. So a person takes the kosher get and gives it to the isha. So he's like a shliach. He's a nirik. He's not mamash a shliach because he did the shliach sabal. But he's enough of a shliach that he can still say b'fan anechta, b'fan anechta. But here the baal is ma'ara in the shlichus. The baal is ma'ara in the get. The baal says it's not a kosher get. So we don't know if it's a kosher get. Alze onu donim already. Now we're after the iru. Alze onu donim. Is this a kosher get or not? Now, so you want the guy to say b'fan anechta. You want to give him the nemonus of a shliach. Well, a shliach he's not. A real shliach he's for sure not. He already did the shlichus. If there was shlichus at all, he already did it. You want to make him like a shliach, a nirik shliach. What's going to make him a nirik shliach? The get itself. We're already not sure if the get's a good get. How can the get make him into a shliach? Give him the nemonis. So now it's already too late. So if he had never given the get, he's an emes shliach, a shliach mikoyach tzivi abal, the emes shliach. So then it could be could say before the nechta, before the nechta, even if the baal be ma'ar, because it's not the get, the baal's ma'ar and the get. Here he doesn't need the get to be a shteich. He's a shteich mechayev tzibi habaal. Chazal and maimon him. You could ask. I'm sure somebody's going to ask. Maybe he's not a shliach either. Al zeh nadonim. The Baal says he's not a shliach. If the Baal says the gets mezuyuf, the Baal's also saying that he's not a shliach. So even if there wasn't yet an esinus to get, how could he say b'fanei nechta? But maybe there it's not so bad. There, where he's a shliach be'emes, not mikoyach the get. He's a shliach be'emes mikoyach tzivi habaal. So Chazal were maimin a person to say I'm a shliach and b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. That's the nemonis. Every time a shliach comes and he says b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta, we're maimin him that he's a shliach and that it's part of the nemonis. We're maiming him that he's a shliach and b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. If he gets mezuyif, he's not a shliach either. We're maiming him that he is a shliach and that it's b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. That's when he's be'emes a shliach. But when he's not be'emes a shliach, when he's only a nirik a shliach, then he needs the get itself to make him a shliach, and the get itself has a yirur. The get right now is not kosher. So such a get can't make him into a shliach. Anyway, it's really in yonim that belong to the sugis later on, but at least it's a scholar's devar. Let's see Rashi. Hamei v'get medinas hayom. Rashi says, Kol chutz l'oretz korolei medinas hayom b'ami bovo. Kita omer l'kamon. So the ma'aseh with bovel is there's two gemaras later on. Davavim with Aleph, Davavim with Beis. I'm not sure the series is science. Davavim with Aleph. I'm not sure if that's the right seer. The gemara says two things about Bavel. Gemara says number one, and Davavim with Aleph, that in Bavel itself, let's say you brought a get within Bavel from one medina to another. Bavel itself has Mayav Estrim. It's a big place. I don't know how many medinas there are in Bavel, but it was whatever. Let's say there's 50 medinas in Bavel. United States of Babel. So if you ordinarily you would say if you bring a get Medina to Medina in Babel, so then you have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. So the Gemara says no. Within Babel you never have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. It's like Eretz Yisrael. Just like we saw before in Eretz Yisrael itself, even if you went from Medina to Medina in Eretz Yisrael, you went from Malchus Yehuda to Malchus Yisrael, so you don't have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta, because since both Edinim kvuim, so it's always Edim Mitzuyim L'kaimer. The Gemara says the same thing in Babel itself. In Medina in Babel, you never have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. First of all, because they're Gemiri, they know the halachas. They're very learned in Babel. After all, they wrote the Talmud Bavli. And number two, they're shchichi. Since they're mesiftas, there are yeshivas in Babel, Surah, from Padisa. So there's always guys going out of town to learn yeshiva and going back and forth from one yeshiva to another. So the Mela is always people, Eidim, Mitzuyim, L'kaimri. So Babel itself, even though it's many Medinas, it has the quality of Eretz Yisrael that Medina le Medina you don't have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. That's the Gemara on Amud Aleph, Rav and Shmuel. Then there's another Gemara on Amud Beis, Rav Yosser, that if you brought a get from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, you also don't have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. Now that's a big chiddush. Here you're not going within two Medinas in Bovel, you're going from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael. Maybe that's already not Mitzuyim L'Kaimah, it's different spheres of influence. So the Gemara says, no, it's not true. Since there are people who are going from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael to learn, so Mimele, there's a back and forth from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael all the time, and Bavel is Eretz Yisrael, therefore, in that regard also, Bavel has the status. Going from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael is not called going, it's not like going from Medina Sayyah. Which of these two halachas is Rashi referring to? It's not clear. Pastus is, what would you say? Pastus is referring to the halacha on the base. He's going on the Mishnah, maybe get Medina Sayyom. A guy brought a get from, not, we're not yet talking about Medina la Medina in Medina Siam. We're talking now about a guy who's going from Medina Siam to Eretz Yisrael. And that Rashi says, but not Bavel. You go to get the Barmi Bavel. Luchari means that by Bavel, if you go to get from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, so then you don't have to say B'fanei Nechtav or B'fanei Nechtav. So that's really the halacha on Davov Amud Beis, not Davov Amud Aleph. Anyway, Rashi said, Kol Chutz L'Oretz. The Rani asks, what's this Kol Chutz L'Oretz? Kol Chutz L'Oretz, Karla Medina Sayyam. Or is that true? We're going here in the Shita of the Tanakama. Tanakama holds that Smuchas in Mugloys, you don't have to say before a Nechta, before a Nechta. So it's not Kol Chutz L'Oretz. Tosis Taka learns differently than Rashi. Tosis is Medina Sayyam. Taisa says means Mekaymus Rechaikim. La Puki Rechim Vecheker. Medina Sayan doesn't mean Chutzlarts. Chutzlarts can mean just over the border. Step over the whatever line, green line, red line, whatever it is. You step over the line, you're already in Chutzlarts. That's not Medina Sayan. Medina Sayan means far away. Me'evil Arei Chayshach. But Rashi says, Kol Chutzlarts Kol Medina Sayan. Yes, the Ram, it's not true. So the Ram says a teretz, a strange teretz. The Ram says that Rashi's talking about, maybe the Mishnah's talking about, the west side. If you're coming from the west, where there are no smuchos and there are no muvlois, so then maybe with that Medina Sayam, if you bought a get from Chutzlarts from the west, then you have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. What?
The east. Or north.
Oh, that's a good hora. Bavel is not in the west. Rashi seems to be going on the not in the west. Ems, it's a good hora. Quite a kash in the Ram's pshat in Rashi. But in Echanami, he says, and Mimela, who adin, if you came from the east or the north or the south in a way that's similar to coming from the west, so then also don't have to say, but the Mishnah is talking about the word Medina Sayam, and maybe again Medina Sayam is envisioning a case where you came from the west. We understand on our own, if you came in such a way, not smuchat and voice from the other side, it'll be the same thing. But nonetheless, when the Mishnah said, and maybe Medina Sayam, and Rashi says that means Kol Chutzlards, so that's talking about a guy coming from the west. So it's missing. Rashi would say, Kol Chutzlards Karmelay Medina Sayam from the west, and then if you came from the north and the south, it would also be a similar halacha. If you were far enough away, Labami Bubble. That Mashmah the Rashi is addressing directly the west side. Yeah, maybe in Rashi, he says it in the Mishnah. He doesn't necessarily 1000% say it has to be Rashi. What about Rashi himself? Could be another trap. If you take a look in the Abdalad, the Gemara talks about smuchus and mugloys. So the Gemara gives the three shittas, Tanakama, Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Elazar. Tanakama says smuchus and mugloys, you don't have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. Rabbi Gamliel says even smuchos, you have to say. And Rabbi Elazar says even mugloys, you have to say. So the Lashon of Rashi is the very bottom, second to last Rashi. The Lashon of Rabbi Elazar, l'meimah de mugloys, nami loy, k'leimar. Afal gab de gemiri, because Mugloys are certainly Gmiri or Shichi. Rashi happens to be talking, just from the Cheshun of the Rabbi, we're not in the Kamar. Rashi happens to be talking within Rabbah, so he talks about Gmiri. The same thing would be Shichi Lachar. The Sugi here happens to be dealing with Rabbah. So Rashi says, Afal Gab the Gmiri, even though they're the Gmiri, they know the Halach of the Shema, the Mugloys. Still, Rabbi Lezer holds, you have to say before the Nechtav, he holds, Leinafki Mechlal Medinas Hayom. It's not excluded from Medina Sayyam. Rabbi Lezer holds, even Mugloys are not excluded from the name of Medina Sayyam. Which implies that according to Tanakama, Mugloys are excluded from the name of Medina Sayyam. Which, and according to Rashi, Medina Sayyam is a synonym for Chutzlars. In other words, I think Rashi learns Eretz Yisrael has different boundaries for different halachas. We're going to talk about later on, we get to Tosis of Ashkelon. This is the Gvulus of Eli Mitzrayim that apply to some halachas, define Eretz Yisrael for some halachas. This is the Gvulus of Eli Bavel that define Eretz Yisrael for other halachas. So Rashi is saying that the Tanakhama doesn't mean that if you bring a get from Smuchas and Mugloys, even though it's Chutzlarts, you still don't have to say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. The Tanakhama is saying that as far as the din of B'fanei Nechta and B'fanei Nechta is concerned, as far as Gittin is concerned, Smuchas and Muvlois are defined as Eretz Yisrael. They're Nafki Mechal Medina Sayam. They're Nafki Mechal Chutzlars. So in Echrami, it's true. Kol Chutzlars, Korolei Medina Sayam. All of Chutzlars, Medina Sayam, Rashi is telling me, is a synonymous term for Chutzlars. Medina Sayam is a fancy word. So Rashi says it means it's a fanciful term for Chutzlars. But it really means Chutzlars. And the Mishnah is saying, Hamei beget mi Chutzlars, Sarach Shuyam, Mephanei Nechta, Fanei Nechta. I Smuchas and Muvlois. Le'inyin Gittin, Smuchas and Muvlois, they're Eretz Yisrael. As far as Gittin is concerned, those places that are smuchas to Eretz Yisrael and Mublois b'toch Eretz Yisrael, to the extent that the Shechichi Yugmiri, they know about Lishmo and they get Adam Svin L'Kaima, so they're Eretz Yisrael. In Yinzeh, they are Eretz Yisrael. It's a broader definition of Eretz Yisrael.
Rashi, Bar Mi Bava, was addressing his previous line. So Bar Mi Bava clearly spoke to that kid.
The whole thing's getting.
No, I'm saying, but to say that Kot says, like, a statement, but it's not.
He means in the context of Gittin. All of us you're saying over here is that Medina Siyam is a, he's just telling me a syllabary. Medina Siyam means Chutzlarts. What is Chutzlarts? The Inyan Gittin, that's the Gemara. We don't know yet the Gemara. The Inyan Gittin, Rashi's not going into Smuchas and Blaz right now. Even when he gets there, Amalil and Blazer, he just tells me the Gemara is going to be Mepharish B'Tayim. So he's not dealing now with the Din of Smuchas and Blaz. The Mishnah says this, the Tanakhama says a simple thing. You bring a get from Chutz La'aretz, you have to say B'fana Nechta, B'fana Nechta. What's the definition of Chutz La'aretz? What's the definition of Eretz Yisrael? We're going to see in the Gemara that it's a machleik, that itself, the definition of Eretz Yisrael is a machleik between Tanakhama, Rabbi Meir, and Belezer. They define Eretz Yisrael differently. Tanakhama defines it broadly to include Smuchas and Mekloiz. Rabbi Meir defines Eretz Yisrael to include less broadly, only to include Mekloiz. And Rabbi Meir defines Eretz Yisrael even more narrowly, not even to include Mekloiz. But it's all arguments around the definition of Eretz Yisrael. It could be an afkamina. What? The barmi bubble. Right, bubble is like Eretz Yisrael. The Indian says bubble. The lashon gemara is asinu atzmenu k'Eretz Yisrael. That's not the lashon gemara. Gemara by bubble says asinu atzmenu bebubble k'Eretz Yisrael le'inyan gittin. Rashi would learn that kipshute. It means literally le'inyan gittin bubble is Eretz Yisrael. It's not a good isofa. Could be, but that's not the Ran. The Ran doesn't like this term. Could be as an afkamina. What if you have the following case? What would be if you were bringing a get not from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, but from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz? The Chacham is saying in the Mishnah that it's a two-way street. Either way, the halacha that's we pass them also. It's a two-way street. You go from because we pass it. Ein eidim tzuyin l'kaim. What's the difference? According to Rabbah, either way, the Gemara says, even according to Rabbah, with Geizer, Melechotu, maybe. Remember, we had the discussion. The Chacham say that the din of B'fanei Nechtev is not only from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, excuse me, from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, but likewise from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. It goes both ways. According to Rabbah, Chachamim are explaining the Tanakhama. According to Rabbah, it's a different opinion. Gozrin, Melechotu, maybe. Bottom line is, we hold that if you go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, you have to say B'fanei Nechtev, B'fanei Nechtev, because Ein Eidim Tzuyin L'Kaimim. So what will be the following case, according to the Tanakhama? A guy is going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, but he's starting from a city in Eretz Yisrael that's Samuch to Chutz La'aretz. We've been talking about cities in Chutz La'aretz that are Samuch to Eretz Yisrael. What if it was the other way around? He's going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, from a city in Eretz Yisrael that's Samuch to Chutz La'aretz. So does he have to say B'fanei Nechtev, B'fanei Nechtev? So it's Iran, Emes is Iran, Lechor is Iran. Take a look at the Iran. Oh, how many do I find here? It's an Aleph Medbeis in the old Rans, in the old Gemaras. Okay, let me just direct you if you have a new Gemara. V'sugin, oh, it's not, in the new Gemara, it says Dav Gimel and Aleph in the Rif. V'sugin ki Rovo, ki Moshe Chosu Balochas. The Rif passage is like Rovo. Let's skip to the third line. Hilkoch. V'medina achas b'chutz lo'aretz lo'ik tzorach. Within one Medina chutz lo'aretz, you don't have to, because it's shechichi. Aval mi Medina le'medina tzorach. From one Medina in the Chutz La'aretz to another, you have to stay because it's Ein Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kaimi. Ube Eretz Yisrael, I feel in Medina L'Medina L'Tzorach. In Eretz Yisrael itself, even from one Medina to another, you don't have to. The cave in the Kibbutz Dinim the Kvi, Mishkach Shichi Shayosu. Because in Eretz Yisrael, about the Dinim, people are moving around. Ume Eretz Yisrael L'Chutz La'aretz, Inami Mi Chutz La'aretz L'Aretz. Either way, you can go from Chutz La'aretz from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, or from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Mi Mokim Koroiv L'Tzorach. If it's from a place that's samuch, you don't have to say b'fanei nechtev. So the Ran says it goes both ways. From a mokum kor, from a mokum samuch, you don't have to say b'fanei nechtev, whether you're going from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, or from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. So mafurish that the din of smukas is in both directions. Hadas nesene is that the way, if what we're saying in Rashi is correct, Rashi won't agree. Rashi learns that the din of smucha is simply a larger definition of Eretz Yisrael. Greater Israel includes smuchas. The cities on the border of Eretz Yisrael, the Inyan Gittin, are Eretz Yisrael. But Rashi never said, and the Mishnah never said, that the cities in Eretz Yisrael that are close to Chutz La'aretz have a din of Chutz La'aretz. It can't be. If the cities in Chutz La'aretz that are close to Eretz Yisrael are defined as Eretz Yisrael, Inyan Gittin, then Kol Shekein, the cities within Eretz Yisrael itself, are defined as Eretz Yisrael Inyan Gittin. According to Rashi, the din of smuchas is a larger definition of Eretz Yisrael. So if you define the cities that are close to Eretz Yisrael as Eretz Yisrael, that's it. You can't make the cities that are close to Eretz Yisrael on the other side Eretz Yisrael and make the cities in Eretz Yisrael that are close to Chutz La'aretz into Chutz La'aretz. You're just defining Eretz Yisrael more broadly to include smuchas. But if you go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, then what's the difference if you go from a place that's Samuch to Chutz La'aretz? Even more, what if you went from a city, according to Rashi, you went from a city that's in Chutz La'aretz? In Chutz La'aretz itself, let's say you went from a city that's in Chutz La'aretz, but it's Samuch to Eretz Yisrael. And you went from that city deeper into Chutz La'aretz. But what is the Medina? You hear the case? You went from a city that's on the Lebanese border, on the far side of the Lebanese border. It's in Lebanon, but it's Samuch to Eretz Yisrael. So the Tanakam says Smuchas, like Eretz Yisrael. I went from that city that's in Lebanon, close to Eretz Yisrael, and I went from there to Beirut. I go to get what I have to say before the Nechtav. I'm going from Chutz La'aretz to Chutz La'aretz. According to Rashi, could be that you have to. Le'inyan Gittin, I'm going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. The cities that are Samuch to Eretz Yisrael have a din of Eretz Yisrael, according to the Tanakam. It's a chiddush din. You have to know why it's true. L'chayra, just because they communicate with Eretz Yisrael doesn't mean they don't communicate with Chutz La'aretz. But apparently, it could be Rashi holds everything's defined. The Ikat HaKon is based around Eretz Yisrael. The cities that communicate with Eretz Yisrael, they're shchichi. They're Mitzuyim L'Kaimu. They're shchichi with Eretz Yisrael, are defined as Eretz Yisrael. Ben L'Kula Ben L'Chumra. Whether it's when you're going from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, it's a Kula. When you're going from Chutz La'aretz to Chutz La'aretz, it could come out of Chumra. That if you go from, again, that city that's just on the other side of the Lebanese border, deeper into Lebanon, according to Rashi, it could be according to Tanakama, that you'll have to say before the Nechtav. Because bottom line is, you're going, now you, since we defined Eretz Yisrael to include Smuchos, so it comes out you're going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. Certainly, according to Rashi, if you're going from the inside of Eretz Yisrael, it's from Shefa Farms or something, just inside of Eretz Yisrael, and you're going to Beirut, according to Rashi, it's for sure, you're going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. What difference does it make that it's Samuch to Chutz La'aretz? But you're going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. We define it so more broadly, not less broadly. So why do you have to say before an echter? Whereas the Ran holds, it's not true. Since you're going from a place that's Samuch to Chutz La'aretz to Chutz La'aretz, you don't have to say. Just like if you go from a place that's Samuch to Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say. So if you go from a place that's Samuch to Chutz La'aretz into Chutz La'aretz, likewise you don't have to say before an echter. So I think the Ran's the Shitosu. The Ran's not needed to say this Chad Rashi. The Ran learns that the name of Smuchas and Mavlois is not a larger definition of Eretz Yisrael. It's a definition of Hamevi. What's called a Mevi? So the Ran holds a Mevi is a person who comes from a Mokum Rochet. If you come in Mokum Korov, you're not called a Mevi. So either way, if you come from a place that's close to Eretz Yisrael, you're not a Mevi. You go from a place that's close to Chutz La'aretz, you're again not a Mevi, because you're not going in Mokum Rochet, you're going in Mokum Korov. We're not changing the definition of Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. According to the Ran, Eretz Yisrael for Gittin is defined like Eretz Yisrael for anything else. The Din of Smuchas and Mavlois is not a definition of Eretz Yisrael. It's a definition of what's called Hamevi Get. Hamevi Get is Hamevi Get Mimokim Rochet. You see it in the Ran. The Ran says it goes both ways. Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. What's the difference? Hamevi is Hamevi Mimokim Rochet. So Mele, the Ran saw Rashi, Kol Chutz La'aretz, Karolim, Din Sayam. He didn't allow any room for smuchos and muvlois. So also, I think it's very geshmak in the Ran. The Ran says the Mishnah is talking about the west side. Such a strange thing. The Mishnah is talking about the west side. Why is the Mishnah talking about the north and the south? The Mishnah is only defining Eretz Yisrael in the west. That's the Ran's mouth. Maybe Mimdin Sayam said the Ran, we're talking on the west side, because there there's no smuchos and muvlois. So isn't that strange? The Mishnah is only defining Eretz Yisrael from one side. It's not defining Eretz Yisrael from the other sides. Teretz says no. The Mishnah is not defining Eretz Yisrael at all. Eretz Yisrael, we know what Eretz Yisrael is. The Mishnah doesn't have to define Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah is defining a Havo. A Havo is the kind of Havo that you have when you go from Chustor to Eretz Yisrael from the west. That's the kind of Havo that's called a maybe get Mimdin Sayam. If you come from the other sides in a similar way, that's also called a maybe. But the case, the Mishnah is giving me a case of a classic case of a maybe. What's a maybe mimokim rochuk? A guy comes from the west, because he's obviously coming mimokim rochuk. And echram, if he comes from the other side, from mimokim rochuk, it's the same thing. But according to Rashi, it's a definition of Eretz Yisrael. And Tosis is a third sheet. Tosis learns Medina Siyam defines Eretz Yisrael, defines Chutz La'aretz. Medina Siyam means the far places in Chutz La'aretz. That's a third sheet. That's a third sheet. Now, according to Tosfos, Medina Sayam and Chutz La'aretz are not synonymous. There's Eretz Yisrael, and there's Chutz La'aretz, and there's Medina Sayam. The din is, I may be getting Medina Sayam from the places called Medina Sayam, the faraway places in Chutz La'aretz. To Eretz Yisrael. But if you brought from Stam Chutz La'aretz, that's not yet Medina Sayam, then you don't have to say, because it's not Medina Sayam. It's a definition, it's a more limited, it's not Chutz La'aretz, it's Medina Sayam. But Eifen, the Tanakhama holds it, but from the Tanakhama holds, bottom line, Tanakhama holds from Smuchas and Mavlois, you don't have to say the Fanenechta, Fanenechta. We have three ways to understand that. Rashi understands that the way we're setting up Rashi. Rashi's understanding is that it's a definition of Eretz Yisrael. Le'inyin Git in Eretz Yisrael includes more than it does for other things. It includes Smuchas and Mavlois. The word Medina Sayam means Chutz La'aretz. The word, it just means Medina Sayam is simply another term for Chutz La'aretz. If you brought a get from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, you say b'fon anechtam, b'fon anechtam. But what is Chutz La'aretz and what is Eretz Yisrael? It's different than it is elsewhere. Here Eretz Yisrael is bigger. It's smuchus and mevloister. That's Shitas Rashi. Shitas Tosfos is a little bit different. It's almost like Rashi, but the other way around. That we have a different definition of Chutz La'aretz than we used to. Usually Chutz La'aretz means Chutz La'aretz. Outside of Eretz Yisrael. Here, it's not really Chutz La'aretz. It's a special thing. It's Medina Sayam. The far places in Chutz La'aretz. La'alocha, Rashi and Tosfos will come out almost the same. But it's coming. No, maybe not. No, we'll go in a second. We'll go through all the cases and we'll see how it comes out different. But just the shittus. Tosfos holds it's a definition of Chutz La'aretz. It's not even a different definition of Chutz La'aretz. It's not Chutz La'aretz. It's a maybe again, Medina Sayam. And then the third sheet is the Ran. Eretz Yisrael is the same Eretz Yisrael that we always have. And Chutz La'aretz is the same Chutz La'aretz that we always have. But it's a special kind of maybe. The maybe is the fellow who's coming Mokum Rochum. So let's think of the cases. We'll see how it comes out in Nafkiminis, practical Nafkiminis. The guy's going, let's say like this. He's going, let's take a case everybody agrees. He's going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. But he's going just from one side of the border to the other. He's going from Sheffer Farms to the nearest Hezbollah station right across the border. So he's Mimokim Somach to Mokim Somach. So then everybody agrees. There's no, you don't have to say before an Echta within the Tanakhama, but for different reasons. According to Rashi, because it's all Eretz Yisrael. According to Tosfos, because it's none of it Medina Sayam. You haven't reached it in Medina Sayam. Medina Sayam is far away. And according to the Ran, because you're not a maybe. Because a maybe is Mimokim Rochuk. So that's a case that everybody agrees, but for different reasons. What if you're going from Sheffer Farms to Beirut? From Eretz Yisrael, a place that's close to Chutz La'aretz, but near the border, all the way deep into Chutz La'aretz. So what would be the din according to Rashi? What do you say? Do you have to say or not? Yeah, but you're going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. This is definitely Eretz Yisrael. It's even within the green line. Certainly, even Smuchas is Eretz Yisrael. This is for sure Eretz Yisrael. So you're going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. So you have to say. What about according to Tosfos? You're going from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Sayyah? What? No, you're going to Beirut. Beirut is Medina Sayyah. It's far away in Chutz Lars. So according to Tosfos, again, you have to say. But according to the Ran, you don't have to say, because it's not a maybe. Because you were close to Lebanon in the first place. You're going into Lebanon from a place that communicates with Lebanon. In Shefa Farms, it's Mishkach. I mean, nowadays it's not, but theoretically, it would be Mishkach Shchichi. At least they lob missiles at each other. It would be Mishkach Shchichi with the nearest Medina. That's the idea of Smuchos, that the place that are Samach to the border, they communicate with the country across the border. So it goes. So Iran says it goes both ways. That's not called a maybe. You're bringing to Beirut from a place that's close to Lebanon. That's not a maybe. So you have to say before I. So you will not have to say before I nechta, before I nechta. What about the other way around? What if you go from just over the border? You're into Lebanon, just that first, maybe Unifil or something. You're just over the border, and you want to go from there to Beirut. So according to the Ran, you have to say before the nechtav of Aranach. I mean, you're going from Lebanon to Lebanon, and you're not a maybe. You're not even coming from a different Medina. You're within the same Medina. But you have to say, according to Tosfos. Or you also, I mean, you don't have to say. You don't have to say. And according to Tosfos, do you have to say? What?
Rashi.
Tosfos. You're going to Medina Sayyam. It's Taka Medina Sayyam. It's Beirut. It's Medina Sayyam. But where are you starting from? Chutz Lars. If you go from Chutz Lars to Medina Sayyam, Mustama, you don't have to say. And it doesn't say Beferish in the Mishnah. Mustama. The Mishnah says if you go from Chutz to Medina Sayyam to Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael to Medina Sayyam. But what if you went from Chutz Lars to Medina Sayyam? So it's this little station just over the border, this uniform station. It's not Medina Sayyam, because not Mekaymas or Echaykim, but it's not Eretz Yisrael. It's Chutz Lords, but it's not far enough away to be Medina Sayyam. So I'm going from Chutz Lords to Medina Sayyam. So where does it say you have to say before the Nechta of Aranat? Bottom, you're still going within Lebanon. But according to Rashi, could be that you have to say before the Nechta. Because according to Rashi, the places that are just over the border with Israel, as far as Gittin are concerned, we define them as Eretz Yisrael. It's Nafki Mechal Chutz Lars. The Rosh Hashanah and Abdalik. It's Nafki Mechal Medina Sayyam. It's not Medina Sayyam, it's Eretz Yisrael. Leinyan Gittin. So according to Rashi, went from just over the border, deep into Beirut, could be what I have to say, Bafana Nechta. Because you're going, Leinyan Gittin, you're going from Gittin from Eretz Yisrael to get to Chutz Lars. So, in Kainim Advarim, if this is the Mahalach and Rashi, then it's not like Duran, not like Tosis. It's a third Mahalach. Okay, we'll stop here.
Anybody didn't sign the sign-in sheet, please do it with your name, phone number, and email address. If anybody can do so, please see me or Brian.